The proposal would allow access to unapproved treatments for those with life-threatening illness. The bill bears the name of Wisconsin woman, Trickett Wendler, who died from ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease. Her husband, Tim, supported both state and federal right-to-try legislation. After being stalled for months, the House passed the U.S. Senate's version, which has broader eligibility but less FDA oversight. Many patient advocacy groups, like the American Cancer Society, said the right-to-try bill could increase the likelihood of patients being harmed by ineffective experimental treatments. In a statement after the bill's passage, Senator Johnson said Congress restored a little freedom and hope to terminally ill Americans. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.